Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is Melissa Bilardi, your host on Help for HD. We are online, live, and podcasting all about Huntington's disease every Monday. Our goal is to introduce incredible guests to inspire, educate, and inform you all about what's going on in our HD world, and we are recording for later listening. We give special thanks to Lundbeck Inc. for bringing us Xenazine, the first FDA-approved drug for chorea associated with Huntington's disease, and for supporting Help for HD. My producer, BJ, is back with us tonight. Thank you, BJ. Also, thanks to Blog Talk Radio and Citizens Broadcasting for providing this format. We would not have a show without you. You're most welcome to call in to the show to ask questions on two lines, 310-982-4227, and our toll-free is 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1, and BJ, our producer, will cue you into the show. You may also send me an email at help4hd@yahoo.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and click follow on our show page to get email reminders of upcoming shows. Our incredible special guest tonight is Daniel Brennan, who is Vice President and General Manager of the Neurology Franchise at Lundbeck, Inc. He is responsible for commercializing several central nervous products. His colleagues express high regard for his expertise, energy, enthusiasm, and say he is a powerful motivational force. He enjoys meeting people in the HD community to better understand and learn why, what they can do to better help as a company. Lundbeck's website is www.lundbeckinc.com. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you very much, Melissa.
Well, thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your education experience, and what brought you to Lundbeck.
Great. Well, my education background, I have an undergrad degree in psychology, and right after I graduated from college, I actually worked in social work with abused and neglected children for about 2.5 or 3 years, and at that point in time kind of made a career decision to move out of social work but still in the area of healthcare, and I got a business degree and went into the pharmaceutical industry where I worked in product development and in marketing and sales roles, and spent quite a bit of time at a company called Eli Lilly and Company, really learning all about diseases and disorders of the brain, which really spent and spoke a lot to me because when I was working with abused and neglected kids, I'd see a lot of the challenges, psychiatric challenges and even neurological challenges with those kids without really understanding or appreciating all of it. So when I went on and spent some time at Eli Lilly, and then I went and spent a few years at Abbott Laboratories, another pharmaceutical company, and I ran one of their divisions for acute care or critical care hospital products. That's been about 15 years in total that I've been in the pharmaceutical industry.
Wow, that's a wide range of different companies and experiences. Had you come across any families or children with HD that you know of during that time?
So, no, during that time, I really didn't know too much about Huntington's at all. And so I did come across somebody that had Huntington's, either a person with Huntington's or a family member, but didn't recognize or appreciate it.
Wow. How did Lundbeck become involved with HD?
Well, so I joined Lundbeck about a year and a half or 2 years ago as Lundbeck was just coming in and establishing itself as a pharmaceutical company in the United States. So they're new to the United States, but it's a company that's been around for quite a while outside the United States. And in Europe and in Denmark, Lundbeck has been there for about 90 years and is very much an established company, almost, I think, probably one of the top 3 or 4 companies in Denmark. And so to Denmark, it would be something like, you know, Apple or 3M or something like that to companies here. But they had never established any people that worked in the United States. So they bought a company.
Lundbeck
bought a company. Pardon?
Go ahead.
Sure. Well, they bought a company called Ovation, and many people might recognize that Ovation is the company that worked with Prestwick Pharmaceuticals to develop xenazine or tetrabenazine into the HD market. And so Lundbeck purchased Ovation, and by doing so, they introduced themselves and all of us within the company began to understand and appreciate Huntington's disease very quickly.
Great. Now, was that a merger, or was it just another company that they wanted to develop?
It was more or less a merger. So Lundbeck purchased Ovation and kind of, in a way, swallowed it up and made it all Lundbeck. And from that point on, Ovation ceased to exist, and it's many, if not all, the people from Ovation switched over to Lundbeck. We kept on with all the products that Ovation had and have started to bring in new products that Lundbeck has in other countries over here to the United States.
That's great. Let's back up a little bit. And can you tell us about your role as VPGM of the neurology franchise? What do you do for the company?
So I direct the commercial activities for just our neurology products. Lundbeck is a company that only focuses its medicines in on brain disorders or central nervous system disorders. And so we separate ourselves into different sections. One is for neurology products, and neurology is like brain diseases or disorders having to do with the structure or the function of the whole nervous system.
Right.
And then the other section is for psychiatry. And psychiatry is more dealing with the mind or mental and behavioral disorders, oftentimes that are stress-related and such.
Right.
I handle just the neurology side, and
okay.
So we have products here for Huntington's disease and a few different forms of epilepsy, as well as products in development for other neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and stroke, just to name a few.
Can you explain to us what is Lundbeck's HD research initiative?
The research initiative that we just announced, and I'm excited to announce, or that we have announced recently, is a focus to look at not only the xenazine, the product that we have today, but also to look into the future for new products and therapies that would hopefully cure or at least halt or slow the disease progression. So we're announcing a way to collaborate with academic centers, to collaborate with other companies, perhaps small startup biotech companies, where they have interesting approaches and therapies, and we will work with them, we'll invest money in them, and to apply some of our expertise to help bring those products to market quicker.
There was an announcement recently regarding a research collaboration with the University of Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Yes, we're very excited about that collaboration. In fact, when we first announced the research initiative and kind of went out publicly to state that we're focusing our research efforts or some of our research efforts in the direction of Huntington's disease, we didn't actually have any tangible collaborations to talk about at the time. We just announced our intention and our interest. And so this UMass collaboration, which was, I think, publicly announced last Wednesday or Thursday, is very exciting, and it's working with some amazing scientists out of the University of Massachusetts, but also with some of their collaborators across the country, including some people at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, at UCLA, at the University of Pittsburgh. And the focus of the collaboration is on a therapy called RNA interference or RNA silencing that really does have some exciting promise to slow, halt, and perhaps even, in some cases, cure or reverse the disease process.
That is exciting. Now, can we back up a little bit one more time? Tell us a little bit more about, we'll get back to that in a minute, but can you tell us a little bit more about xenazine and what it's doing for chorea?
Sure. And I'll kind of do this in two parts and and for a variety of different reasons, I'll have to kind of shorten my answer. As you know, pharmaceutical companies, when they talk in a promotional manner about a product, have all sorts of things that we have to talk about as the risks and the benefits, and to get into all that stuff that you hear on commercials on TV, and I don't want to bore yourself and your listeners with that. But I'll give the short version and then direct people to a place where they can get that information.
Okay.
So xenazine is or tetrabenazine is a product that was studied and was approved for chorea associated with Huntington's disease and was brought to the U.S. market here just a couple of years ago. And it is not necessarily for everyone with Huntington's disease, and it has both benefits as well as some risks and some cautions that the people would need to look out for. And the best place to learn more information, one would be from their physician, but then also you can get information from xenazineusa.com. And so that's xenazineusa.com. xenazineusa.com for all the detailed information about the benefits and the risks.
Appreciate that. Okay, so now when did xenazine actually come out to the U.S. market? Do you know?
Yeah, I believe it was November of 2008, and again, this was before Lundbeck had purchased Ovation, but there was a lot of great work that went on with a company called Prestwick Pharmaceuticals. And a lot of the scientists and clinicians here in the United States, including Dr. Joe Jankovic and Dr. Ira Scholson, with many of the studies that were involved. And then I do believe also there was a great level of support that was brought forward by the HD community in Washington, D.C. At the FDA Advisory Committee meeting that helped bring that product to the market.
Oh, that's great. That's what we need. We need all that collaboration. We need all the studies done. So tell us, who is involved in this new research project for the collaboration? Is it all of the scientific community, or do you have specific people? You said UCLA, MIT, are they collaborating just on this one research project?
Right. So for this collaboration with the University of Massachusetts, there's a specific group of researchers that have been, I think, dedicating, in some cases, most of their adult lives working on this approach towards curing Huntington's disease. And again, they're just phenomenal people, people like Dr. Neil Aronin, and he's at University of Massachusetts. And he also is working with a scientist by the name of Dr. Phil Zamore, Dr. Gongping Gao, who gets involved in the adeno-associated virus that helps helps to inject and to distribute this RNA therapy into the brain. And then another physician out there, or a surgeon, that helps understand the way in which this interacts with the brain in the study animals in this particular case.
Wow.
So those are the people at UMass.
Blood-brain barrier thing going on.
Right. It's not easy. You're exactly right. It's not easy to get different drug therapies to actually go to where they're supposed to in the brain. And so in this particular case, the way to deliver this important silencing RNA therapy is to use a non-toxic and a beneficial virus that helps spread this nice silencing therapy to the right places it needs to go to in the brain.
And that's the AAV technology. Can you explain RNAi technology and why it's exciting for the HD community? Can you explain that a little bit?
So I'll give my best. I'm not the best and most expert on this topic, but I will say that I've learned a lot about it in the past few months as we've worked with the folks at UMass.
Okay.
And hopefully Dr. Aronin at some point in time might be a great person for you to have as a guest on the show as well.
I would love that.
Yeah. So RNAi technology really has to do with, you know, with DNA and the way that, that genes, you know, talk to each other and create proteins. And as you probably very well know, you know, for Huntington, there are two Huntington genes where you would get from your mother or father one that is an okay Huntington gene that produces normal Huntington, and then one is one that's mutated that creates this protein that they call mutated or mutant Huntington protein.
Right.
And what the RNA silencing can do is it can block the message from that that mutated Huntington gene so that it doesn't make the mutant Huntington protein.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so it can specifically find that gene and that signal to create this this mutant protein, and it can stop that from happening while still allowing the good Huntington to be produced.
Oh,
so that's the idea behind what Dr. Aronin and his collaborators have been researching for years, and it's really exciting because it it really gets to the source of the problem. And it leaves the normal Huntington, at least the theory is it would leave the normal Huntington to go on and do its good things that we would all need the normal Huntington to do.
Now, are they just discovering this AAV delivery system, or is that something new, or has that been happening for a while?
It's been evolving over time. So this virus, the AAV virus, has been shown to be helpful for delivering DNA to patients with Parkinson's disease. And that's very recent, but it's been tried in the past, and there's a number of different varieties of this virus that have been tried, and I think that over time it's been getting better and better. And what it does is it's a virus that really carries with it. It's you know, almost like a mailman, packages up and carries with it this silencing RNA, gets it to the right place, and delivers it to the right types of brain cells. And again, because it's a special non-toxic virus, it actually doesn't cause any problems. It delivers its silencing RNA, and it goes on from there.
Now, there's a series of different RNA terms that I've seen, and I don't understand them. One is siRNA, and the other is shRNA, and that's part of the package. Is that how it works?
Well, and I'm not the best at explaining the difference between those two, but generally siRNA is what I've been describing. I think it stands
okay.
for specifically small interfering RNA.
Okay.
And so that's what this does. It interferes or it silences the signal of what a gene is producing in proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And I think shRNA is another similar type, a different version. And again, this is exactly the type of information that Dr. Aronin has been studying for years.
Of course.
The good news is they've found that this works very well in mice, and it silences okay. that mutant Huntington protein very nicely in mice.
Great.
And the next step that we're involved with here and really trying to move this forward quicker into clinical trials where, you know, persons with HD can be in trials to see if it's really working in humans, is to see in larger brains, so those mice brains are pretty small, we need to see whether or not this virus can help it spread appropriately to the wider variety of areas it needs to go to in the brain and in a larger brain.
Okay, great. Let's talk about clinical studies here in a second. Let me break in here for a second. You're listening to Help for HD. This is Melissa, your host, and our special guest tonight is Daniel Brennan at Lundbeck, Inc. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227, and our toll-free is 877-497-4103. We are recording live, and you can all listen again right after we end the show, but please call in if you have questions. Don't be afraid. You may find Dan at dbre@lundbeck.com or phone number. Dan, is it okay if I give them your phone number if they have questions they need to speak with you directly?
Certainly.
847-282-5718. And again, these shows are recorded, so you may go back and listen to them over and over. So let's talk a little bit. How can we speed up the preclinical trials or preclinical studies? How can we speed those up?
So the study that we're collaborating with on with UMass is a preclinical study, so it's in animals. And really, I think what we've done with UMass is done exactly that, is tried to speed up how much time, energy, and effort it will take for them to move this forward and through the animal studies and into persons with HD. So by this collaboration, I think that is a way of speeding things up. So we've provided some funding. We've provided some help in some of our expertise that we can help the folks at UMass out with to move this along quicker. And so it's really, you know, interest in collaborations like this from companies like Lundbeck, but also CHDI does a phenomenal job of moving preclinical studies on promising therapies forward through these types of studies so that they can get to people quicker.
Mm-hmm. Now, will this clinical study have to go to a non-human primate study as well, or?
Interesting question. I think it's a little early for us to fully understand what all the steps are, but the idea would be to do this study now, which would be a second study in animals. So mm-hmm. you have one with the mice, and then this one is going to be in sheep, which, believe it or not, sheep, you might not think this, they have pretty large brains. So this is a good way to understand if the RNA silencing compound is getting to the places it needs to. Mm-hmm. But it's possible that if things work out well here in this particular study, that's all you would need to do in animals, and you could move to into people next.
Okay, now, how will this technology be implemented as a therapy, ultimately?
Do we know hard to tell exactly, but it looks like from the way that, and this is still a long ways off, and again, I don't want to steal too much thunder from Dr. Ronan, who's worked on this for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But it looks as though it would be injected. And the interesting thing is that with these viruses, there's a possibility that you wouldn't have to be injected very often. And this is another thing that we'll be looking at, or that the study investigators will be looking at, and that is to see how long the virus will be able to deliver the RNAi to the brain. And there's a possibility, and I think in some of the other cases where this virus has been used, that potentially it might only be one injection a year, or perhaps even longer than that, one injection every 2 or 3 years. But that's one of the questions also that would be looked at and hopefully get close to an answer for on within this study.
That is exciting. Could it be like a flu shot?
Perhaps.
Wow.
And I think right now, I think right now the idea is that you would have a direct injection into the brain. And, you know, over time, I would imagine with the way that technology has evolved in things like injections and how these get delivered, it could evolve into something where you don't need to inject it directly into the brain. But that would be figured out later. Right now, this would be direct injection into the brain.
This is so exciting. And I hope our listeners, you know, understand and realize that, you know, this is something that is going to take a while. It's not immediate. But it's exciting to know that this is taking place, that we have, you know, many multiple facilities and wonderful people working diligently day and night to find treatments and cures. And it's coming. We just got to hang in there. It's hard to say. But what can you tell us what Lundbeck's long-term commitment is to HD research?
Well, it's to do both help. I'm taking this quote and I guess a phrase from the Huntington's Disease Society of America. We want to do both helping today, and that's what we feel we can do and are doing with Xenazine and supporting educational programs and attending walks and walkathons and educational days and supporting that, as well as with collaborations like this on this exciting, these exciting therapies provide hope for tomorrow. And so this is one example of what we've been talking about with our collaboration with UMass. But we're looking to do more, and we're looking to partner up with other exciting therapies. We're considering, and I know that you've had talks on the past of people that are developing some exciting things in stem cells and mesenchymal stem cells. There's some other neurotransmitters, synaptic transmission compounds that look pretty exciting. And so we're continuing to look through and do additional collaborations like this one with UMass so that we can be part of that future and that we're committed to doing that, because we get it. We understand, as we've come out and entered this community with Xenazine, we realize that that can be helpful, but the real focus and the real interest and hope and need has to do with just eradicating this darn disease and curing or halting, and at the very least delaying the progression.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about, I know Lundbeck is committed to be involved in HD community. You have a patient support program. You have an HD ambassador program. And can you talk a little bit about that? Some people may not know about it.
Well, the patient support program is all around the support that we provide for our medication, Xenazine. And so for people that don't have insurance, we provide Xenazine free of charge. For people that need help with copays, we provide copay assistance. And I believe the last time we looked at this, 85% of the people that had a copay for Xenazine pay less than $50. And then if they apply for assistance, it could get all the way down to zero from there. So we're committed to providing those types of programs. We also have patient assistance programs that helps patients and physicians work through the insurance paperwork and things like that. So that's a lot of the direct patient assistance that we provide.
How would one find out about that, and where would they go to get that information and help?
Right. So, the website, xenazineusa.com, would have information about those programs. It's in a program called REACH.
I don't
have that right off offhand here, the 800 number, but there's an 800 number that they could call into and get information on.
Our listeners are online anyway, so they can go to xenazineusa.com.
Correct.
Yes, xenazineusa.com, and look for the program called REACH. That's a wonderful idea for people who are financially strapped, like almost everyone is right now. It's great to know that you have that. I don't think very many people know about that. So tell us about our HD Ambassador program with Lundbeck. We have about 90 seconds left on the show, on the live version or segment of the show, but we will be able to continue recording so people can tune back in and listen to the show after it's gone off live. So anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the HD Ambassador Program.
The HD Ambassador Program involves primarily caregivers of persons with HD who share their stories at a variety of different educational events across the country. So they'll speak about how HD Korea has affected their lives, and they'll encourage other persons with Huntington's or their family members to talk with their physician about their symptoms, what they can expect, and just provides another person who really understands Huntington's disease to talk about Korea, to talk about the medication and how to go about asking for it.
Okay, great. Let me break in here. This concludes our show tonight with Dan Brennan. Thank you for an awesome show, Dan. You may email me at helpforhd@yahoo.com and Dan at dbre at Lundbeck, lundbeck.com. Visit Lundbeck on the web at lundbeckinc.com. And please click follow on the site for email reminders of upcoming shows. We welcome your comments and requests for additional information. Good night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Help for HD. So, Dan, we didn't get through everything. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we can still talk if you can.
Sure. I'd be happy to. It went a lot faster than I thought.
Yeah, it goes fast. HD Ambassador Program, now, I'm familiar with it, but I don't know, where does it go? Does it go out to the local people and HD community, or
yes, how does it work? So these ambassadors will go around to different support groups on a time to time basis, or sometimes we will set up a local meeting at a restaurant for breakfast, or for a simple dinner where they'll explain over a meal to the people that attend, again, about their stories, their experience with HD Korea and how they've been able to handle things. So it kind of goes, from either formalized events that are already taking place, or sometimes we'll help schedule these events around the country.
Great. Now, last May 26th, I organized a symposium, and it was sponsored by HDSA and Lundbeck. It was a great, it was a great time. We had 100 people from the community show up to two different events, and so Lundbeck does engage at the local level and offers charitable donations or grants for specific events. Is that normal?
Correct.
Okay. How does that work?
Right now, if a charitable organization associated with helping patients or people with Huntington's and their families, they could talk to one of our sales representatives, and they would be able to get the different forms and the paperwork that's involved in requesting money for that, if there was an educational event or if it was just money to help provide funds to do ongoing activities that they provide, or support and caring programs that they provide, that oftentimes gets supported as well.
Great. Now, we can do that on our own. We can also work through organizations like HDSA, because they also work very closely with you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. In fact, our show tonight is being not necessarily sponsored, but Lundbeck has been very generous to give us the charitable donation, which helps us to keep broadcasting, because otherwise I'm having to pay for all the expenses out of my own pocket. So, this has just been a wonderful thing for us, for our HD families here, to have a format that we can broadcast information, and thanks to Lundbeck, it's going to keep going. So we appreciate that very much. Now, we will be having a Team Hope Walk on the Central Coast this May 21st at Waller Park here in Santa Maria, so we'd like to invite someone from Lundbeck to be there. And do we know who to ask?
Well, consider that question asked and received.
Okay.
We love to be involved in walks, and it can either be directly through myself or through,
okay,
again, our local representative, and also in cases if you can't find who that is, that people can contact the HDSA and they know how to get in touch with us and invite us on out too.
Well, definitely you're invited and BJ's invited, so.
I would love to go. Right. Central Coast, California sounds great.
Okay,
and I was
everybody
yeah,
can.
Years ago, I love it.
That's right. You were in Morro Bay for a while, huh?
Yeah, just right outside of San Luis Obispo.
That's great. Okay, so what's on the agenda for the new year at Lundbeck? What do you got planned for the new year?
A number of different things. We're very much looking forward to the National Convention in Minnesota this year. It's one of our favorite times of the year, because we get to go out and to meet many different people and their families from all over the country. We'll continue on with our research initiative, and we hope to announce additional exciting collaborations like this one with UMass. What else? We will continue to do and attend the walks and the educational programs and support other important initiatives that the HDSA has as well.
Great. Now, do you guys have a booth there at the convention? Do you have
a
place where people can come in and sit down and talk to you and that kind of thing? I've never been to one yet, but eventually, hopefully soon.
Yes, so we have a booth that provides information about Zenazine. But we'll also, I believe this year, we're going to have a booth that talks about that REACH program where people can understand all these patient assistance programs, and that will be a separate booth on its own.
Okay, great. That'll be through the Zenazine USA group. Right,
that's where they can get information about it right now.
Right.
But also we'll have the people that work at that facility that provides all those different programs. They'll be there at the convention so that people can talk to them directly.
Now, I didn't realize that Lundbeck was such a huge company. Of course, me being new to the HD world, I was looking online at Lundbeck, and you guys are all over the world.
Yes.
So, you know, to our listeners, Lundbeck is a huge company, and they're doing wonderful things for our community, and we appreciate you so much. is there anything else that you'd like to share with us, with our listeners, about your commitment to our HDers?
Well, I think I probably said most of it. I really want us to be a helpful group, and I believe that what we're doing is helpful for people with HD today, and by doing our collaborations for the future, we want to keep being here so that we can bring more and more important medicines forward. But we're committed to help out and have talks like this and to spread the news about different tools and medicines, as well as educational programs that are available for people in the community.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, don't be afraid to suggest or kind of recommend different guests to us because, you know, like I said, I'm fairly new to the HD world, so I'm learning just as much as our listeners out there. Every show that I do, I'm learning more and more. So, you know, your suggestion of Dr. Ronan is great, and I would sure appreciate any other references or referrals that you might have that would be helpful to our listeners. And
absolutely. Absolutely. I'll send those over. But I think you do a fantastic job. This program itself, I think, is just wonderful for the entire community.
Oh, thank you. Well, didn't seem like anybody was talking too much out there. So, you know, I'm kind of hard to keep down, you know. I think that started out when I was pretty young, my mother hanging up on my friends. Bless
well, it certainly is serving you well and others well now, so that's great.
Thank you. Well, this will conclude our show for tonight, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll have you back on again with more new announcements as time goes on. And you guys have a great day, and BJ, thanks again. Nice to have you back. And we'll talk to you soon.
Good to be back.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much, Melissa.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good job, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks, BJ.
Thanks, Pete. Bye.